or extra, then look for the picture of my beautiful face. If you loved it even more, or you want your friends to listen, then it's also available to podcast from the same place. Until next week then, stay lovely, keep it shiny, and remember, if it ducks, punch it harder. Bye!
Rufus Hound. What's So Funny was produced by John Pocock for BBC Radio 4 Extra. More next week.
Doctor Who returns to BBC One.
Hello. Hello, this is the President.
Look behind you.
How did you get this number? This is my private line.
Please, you must look behind you. I'm telling you about monsters.
There are no monsters in the Oval Office.
Doctor Who returns tonight at 6 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now it's time to catch up with this week's events at Ambridge, and there's a surprise in store for Alice in our Ambridge Extra Omnibus.
Hi, Chaz. Had a good weekend?
Alice?
It was great to see you last week, but the traffic back from Stratford was awful. Did you get home all right?
Alice, I need your help.
Oh, are you all right?
Far from it. You know when we went out the other week to Bar 73?
Oh, please.
And that slime ball was coming onto you?
Don't remind me.
Later on, he got beaten up.
What?
After he left.
He was beaten up?
There's an alley outside the club. Apparently it was there. Look, but the point is that Sean says I did it.
Who's Sean?
That's his name, this guy.
And he says you attacked him?
Yeah, can you believe it?
But why? I mean, why would he say that?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? I mean, you remember inside the club he was pouring at you and I had to warn him off.
Well, yeah.
It's clearly his way of getting back at me. And because people saw us having a bit of a ruck, the police reckon I had a motive.
But
they've just been questioning me about it.
And you didn't...
No, all I did was pull him off you and read him his fortune.
Right.
And we went home straight after that, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what I told the police. That we were together all night and all the next morning. And that's why I need your help. I need you to back me up.
Oh, no.
I had to give them your number.
I wanted to forget all about that night. Now I've got to tell the police about it.
Otherwise it's just my word against his.
It's just when things were getting back to normal between me and Chris.
I wouldn't ask if it wasn't desperate, but you're the only one that can corroborate my story, do you see?
Yeah, I suppose so.
So you'll do it?
Well, I've got to, haven't I?
Oh, bless you, Alice. There is just one more thing.
What?
I know nothing happened between us that night, but it... I don't know, it just seemed a bit lame.
So?
So, I told them we're an item, you and me.
Oh, Chaz!
Look, I know, I'm sorry, I just panicked.
Yeah, but I'm married!
They don't know we're all married, do they? As far as they're concerned, we're housemates. We're just housemates with benefits.
What if... I mean, I suppose they want to see me in person. What about my wedding ring?
Don't wear it.
Oh, God.
Look, I'm gutted I had to ask you, but you're the only one that can clear me.
Chaz...
It's only because of Sean bad-mouthing me.
Yeah, right. Well, Chris is home now, so speak later. Bye!
Alice...
That smells good. I'm starving.
Oh, it's just chops.
Fine by me. I didn't get much lunch.
It won't be long.
You okay?
Me? Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Who was that on the phone?
Oh, it was just Tammy.
Don't leave that there for Mum to clear up.
Spencer, you sound like Dad.
Take it through to the kitchen.
Yeah, all right. You're not going to want the big telly, are you? I've got some mates coming round.
Oh, great. Another night with your spotty freaks cluttering up the lounge.
You've got your laptop.
Very generous, Steve. But no.
Thank you, Mrs. Wilkes.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Here comes the Zit Squad.
All right. Hey, Spencer.
Hello there, Marty.
Jamie, my man. You got it, then?
Yeah.
Awesome. Beer's from the Bull.
The Bull in Ambridge? How come?
Mind your own, Spencer. How many did you get?
8.
Sweet. Did you get these in the dark or something?
What?
Does this look like beer to you?
Not unless they've started making orange and mango beer.
I don't...
apple and elderflower. Hardcore.
What are you playing at?
Steve, seriously, I put 8 beers in there.
That's a beer.
Oh, and this is. Oh, what's this?
Nice try, Jamie, but you're only 15. Valid.
She really got you, didn't she?
Oh, I don't believe it.
Think yourself lucky she left you too.
Well, that's mine. You two can fight for the other one. Come on, let's go upstairs till the others get here.
But Polly said she might come round.
Did she? Did Pretty Polly say that? Pretty Polly?
Oh,
Pretty
shut
Polly.
Up.
Hello, Pip.
Hi, Spencer. Did you ring me?
Yeah, I found a pair of trainers in my boot. Blue and white, size 6. I think they might be yours.
Oh, yeah, I wondered where they'd got to. I've been looking for them everywhere.
You must have left them after the run, when I gave you a lift home.
Silly me.
I was thinking I could bring them to the next young farmers meeting.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Or, if you wanted them earlier, I could pop them round to you. I could come tonight, if you like.
Oh, no, tonight's no good for me, sorry.
Tomorrow, then?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Thanks. That'd be great.
First time at a new client today. Big house the other side of Waterley Cross.
Oh, yeah?
Beautiful bay gelding. A bit toe out on the right four, though.
Oh, sounds interesting. Oh, and how's your ankle been?
Ah, fine. No problems.
Good.
So what did Tammy want?
Oh, she's having boyfriend trouble. You know, she and Ty had a bit of a rocky time at Christmas.
Did they?
Oh, I did tell you, Chris. They split up for a while because she thought he never had time for her.
Whatever.
Anyway, I mean, she thought they'd got it sorted out, but they, well, it's not working for some reason.
Relationships, huh?
Yeah. She was in quite a state. In fact, she was asking if I could go down and help them.
Go down where?
Southampton. She's still down there. They both are. I know I've got my project to do, but she seems very cut up about it, and it's the last thing she needs. You know, what with exams and everything.
All that way? Alice?
Yeah, I know, it's a pain. I really don't want to, but what are friends for?
Tomorrow's going to be legendary.
Yeah.
Sly's mum and dad are in the villa in Menorca, so he's got the place to himself.
Oh, great.
That's going to be a proper party. This is just a warm-up.
Didn't you hear the doorbell?
I'm chatting with me man, Tim, innit?
Yeah, right, 50 pence. Someone says they know you, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Oh, hi. And turn that down a bit. I'm trying to watch Top Gear.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you'd arrived.
No, well... Are you going to introduce me?
Oh, yeah, sorry. This is Marty.
Hello, I'm Polly.
Hi.
And this is Steve. This is his house.
Hi, thanks for having me.
That's right, Polly. Do you want to sit down?
It's a bit crowded.
Boy, I expect you could perch somewhere. Couldn't you, Jamie?
Yeah.
He said she was pretty, Jamie, didn't he, Steve?
Oh, he did.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. He said, that Polly, she's very pretty, Polly, isn't she?
Oh, right. Yes, I get it. I've heard it all before, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruffle your feathers.
Would you like a drink?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Mum.
Polly, I'd wonder where you got to. Do you want another drink?
No, thanks.
It doesn't have to be one of the fruity ones.
I'm good, Jamie. My mum's coming to pick me up.
When?
Now, as soon as.
Already?
Yes.
Right. Thanks for coming. Sorry it didn't...
Yeah.
I'll still see you tomorrow night, though, at Sly's party.
No. No, I don't think so. Go on, there.
Hiya.
Oh, Spencer. Didn't we say...
We did. 5 p.m. I'm a bit early, sorry. I was sort of hanging about at home, so I thought...
I'm just getting the cows in for Mum.
So I see.
I haven't done my hair or anything.
You look great, Pip.
Thank you.
You've got some crosses in here, then?
Yeah, some brown Swiss and some British Friesian.
Breeding for longevity, are you?
That's right.
The whole philosophy is not to stress the herd. Lower inputs and lower yields, but better health, more lactations per beast. Oh, listen to me like I'm giving you a lecture.
No, it's interesting. Going against the flow a bit.
A bit, but we think it makes sense.
I can see that. Oh, I've got your trainers.
Thanks. I really don't know how I left them in your car.
No, well, no harm done. Unless you've missed some training runs.
Oh, no, not at all. But, obviously it's useful to have them in case I do want to go for a run.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have to rush off?
No, Pip, I've got heaps of time.
Well, if you don't mind waiting while I get these girls in, we could go up to the house and have a cup of tea, or coffee, or something, whatever you wanted.
Great, but why don't I walk them in with you?
Okay, yeah, thanks.
I said, didn't I?
Oh, cool house.
Sly's mum and dad are loaded. This is the sort of place I'm going to have when I'm older.
Don't you want to live on the farm?
You're kidding. That's all Spencer can think of. But I've got a bit more imagination than that. I'm going to be like a games designer or an MC or something.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jamie.
Here he is at last and looking pretty rubbish with it.
I know. Fell asleep, didn't I?
Ooh, rock and roll, and it's only Tuesday.
No matter what time I get in, Fallon and Jolene drag me out of bed for my lunchtime shift at the pub.
You should tell them to shove it.
I need the money, though, don't I?
Washing dishes for your stepmom. Don't know how you put up with it.
It's not just washing dishes. You take food orders too, don't you, Jamie?
Oh, sorry. Didn't realise you were Mr. Big Stuff.
Anyway, anybody fancy a smoke?
Oh, Sam.
Hey, where'd you buy those?
Didn't have to. Found them in Jolene's handbag.
Won't she notice they're missing?
It doesn't matter if she does. She's told everyone she's given up.
Clever.
So, what's she going to say?
Where are the bags that shouldn't have been in my handbag anyway?
Nice one, James.
And if she's smoking them secretly...
Might be a regular supply of free fags.
Come on, then.
Hey, anyone got a light?
Never without one.
He's a laugh, isn't he?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a box set. Hint, hint, 2 months' time.
Right, well, I'll try to remember.
You're coming up.
Yeah, in a minute, Chris.
Okay, don't be long.
I won't.
I need something to warm my feet on.
Thank God, Alice, why haven't you been picking up my calls?
Well, Chris has been around. It's been really difficult.
I've been frantic.
Well, I'm sorry, Chaz.
You could have texted.
I didn't want to put it in a text. You never know who's going to read it.
No one else reads my phone.
Well, you never know, though, do you?
Have you spoken to the police?
Yeah.
And did they believe you?
Well, I haven't given them a statement yet. I'm coming down to Southampton tomorrow.
Oh.
I've had to tell Chris that Sammy's having trouble with Ty again. He thinks I'm going down there to help them sort it out. Like some agony aunt on a mission of mercy.
Fair enough.
I hate lying to him.
Well...
Trouble is, you know, if I tell him the truth now, you know, about sleeping in your bed...
No, no, it's better if he doesn't know.
He'll wonder why I didn't tell him straight after it happened. It'll look suspicious.
Mm.
And I nearly did. When I was telling him about what happened at the club, it was so funny about the video.
Yeah, it really should be more understanding. Yeah,
he's only just calmed down about that. The last thing I want to do is rock the boat over something that didn't happen.
Let's just keep it as our secret.
Oh, yeah, just you, me and Hampshire Constabulary.
Except they need to think, you know.
Yeah, yeah, they need to think we're together.
But I know I can trust you. And remember, don't wear your wedding ring.
Yeah, I remember.
Take it off really early, as soon as you leave the house tomorrow.
Why?
So there won't be a mark on your finger.
Oh. All right.
Good girl.
Yeah, it's... I need to get to Lakey Green, and are we going to yours first, Steve?
Shh.
Yes. Steve will tell you.
Do you wish we were going to Pretty Polly's house, Jamie?
Shotgun.
No.
All right.
Do you, Jamie? Pretty Polly. Pretty Polly.
Nah, mate. Not what I want with that stuck-up cow.
Wakey, wakey.
What?
Rise and shine, sleeping beauties.
Oh, Dad, for God's sake.
It's a lovely day out there.
What time is it?
8 o'clock.
In the morning.
Of course in the morning, Thicko. You all right, Jamie, lad? Who's for a cooked breakfast?
No, thanks.
Had a few shandies, did you?
Oh, go away, Dad.
Well, if you will get in after midnight, I'll put the kettle on.
After midnight, if only.
Oh, what time was it?
I don't know. 5, 6.
Oh, can you close the curtains?
No point. He'll be back up in a minute with tea.
What?
I forgot he doesn't start till 2 today.
Oh,
he'll be around all morning, and if he's up, everyone's up.
I need to sleep.
Me too.
Oh, I know where we can go. Was it £2?
£2.50.
Shame your dad couldn't give us a lift.
Yeah, but he's been meaning to sort that brake light out for ages.
Anyway, the sofa's in there. I'm off to bed.
What about your mum?
She's at work all day. I've got a bit of the ball for 12. So she'll never know we were here.
You sure you just want water?
Yeah, that's fine, thanks.
Right, well, thanks for coming in, Alice. I'm Detective Constable Vaughan, Katie Vaughan. I just want to emphasise that you're not under caution or anything. We're just trying to ascertain the facts about the night of Monday, the 4th of April, which is when Sean Roberts was attacked. OK?
Yep.
So, did you have any contact with Mr. Roberts that night?
Yes. I was dancing.
This was at Bar 73?
Yeah.
What sort of time was this?
I'm not really sure. 11-ish?
OK. Go on.
And he started dancing with me. Very close, too close. And his hands, you know.
He was overly intimate with you?
Yeah.
And did Charles Forster intervene at any point?
He sort of pulled Sean off me and, you know, just told him to stop it.
He pulled him?
Yeah.
Anything more than that?
No.
A punch? Any other sort of blow?
Oh, no, nothing like that.
And how would you describe your relationship with Mr. Forster?
Well, we've been housemates for about 2 years.
Yes?
And recently we've been sort of seeing each other.
Boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah. Quite discreetly.
Early days, I know what it's like.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the actual assault. This took place in an alley outside the club.
Right.
You're aware that Mr. Roberts says that your boyfriend, Charles...
Chaz.
Chaz was the assailant.
Well, yeah, but he couldn't be. I was with him the whole time.
How long did you stay at Bar 73?
Not much longer. Chaz took me home after the incident with Sean.
You went home in a taxi?
Yes.
And how long were you with Chaz?
We spent the night together in his room.
At your shared house?
Yes.
And you were with him the whole time?
Yes.
Could anyone else corroborate that?
No, I don't think so. Like I say, we're being very discreet.
Fair enough. So let's go back to Bar 73. Did you see any further contact between Chaz and Sean?
No, nothing.
Nothing outside the club?
No.
So, help me out here. Why would Sean allege that Mr. Forster attacked him?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps he was jealous of me and Chaz.
How did it go?
What?
Your shift at the pub.
Oh, I didn't get there. I've only just woken up.
Oh.
I was going to set an alarm, but I don't know. I must have fallen asleep before I did. Oh, God.
Are they wondering where you are?
No. No, it's nothing. You know, I just keep getting grief from police fans, that's all.
Chicks.
Yeah. Marty, you know this club night tonight?
Yeah.
Is there somewhere we can crash afterwards?
Yeah, mine.
What about your dad?
Oh, he's on a double shift. Won't be around.
Awesome.
I'm starving. Any food in the house, Jamie?
Beans on toast?
Hey, Alice.
Hello.
Have you spoken to them?
Yeah, I've just left the police station.
How did it go?
I really didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I know, but did you stick to the story?
Well, I told them what happened, if that's what you mean.
Of course, yeah. And how did it go? Did they buy it?
Oh, I think so, Chaz. She was actually quite nice.
Really?
Well, as far as I can tell.
Oh, that's brilliant. Look, I owe you big time.
Yeah.
I should thank you properly. Are you coming back today?
Yeah.
I'm at the parents' now. Why not detour about more of them and I'll buy you dinner?
No, I can't.
Go on, you deserve it. Must have been an ordeal.
No, I want to get back to Chris as quickly as possible.
Of course, yeah. Back to hubby.
Well, he thinks I'm just helping Tammy sort out her love life.
Yeah, you said, but he'll be working tomorrow, won't he? With his little hammer in his hand.
Yeah.
So why not come down for lunch? Or I could come up to you.
No, I'll come to you.
Cool.
Oh, look at Steve with that girl!
Cute!
Come on, let's get some more drinks.
Oh, thank God Dad won't be around in the morning.
Yeah, too right, it's gonna be a big one.
Yeah? Oh, it is you.
Hello.
Fancy seeing you here.
I'm just getting some sheetwormer.
Big bottle.
Yeah.
Well, you can never have too much sheetwormer.
No. You?
Oh, no, we don't have sheep.
No, I mean, why are you here?
Oh, looking for some new jumpers.
Oh.
My boxes are showing through my old ones.
Oh.
That's probably more than you wanted to know.
No, it's fine, really.
It shouldn't take me too long. I wonder if you'd like to go for a coffee afterwards, if you're not too busy.
No.
No?
No, I mean, no, I'm not too busy.
Well, look who's here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Buxton.
How are you today, Spencer?
Very well, thank you.
And here's someone I don't recognise. Is this your girlfriend?
No.
No, we're just friends.
Young farmers.
Ah, excellent organisation.
Mr. Buxton owns the kennels in the village.
Boarding. And I breed springers. Do you have a dog, my dear?
Well, the farm dog, a collie.
Fascinating breed, the springer. I raise them for work, not for show, you understand. They're probably the most diverse of all breeds, as far as that's concerned.
Jamie? Oh, Jamie, wake up, mate. I've made you a cup of tea. How are you feeling?
Same as you, by the look of it.
Oh, wasn't it great last night?
Yeah, wicked. Top night. Oh, where's my phone?
In your jacket?
Oh, can you,
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Steve said it was once a month that night.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm gonna go there again.
Yeah, for sure.
So do you think Steve pulled that girl then?
He seemed to think so.
Smooth. Very smooth.
Yeah, and that top she was wearing, you could see her,
What?
What time is it? Oh, I don't believe it.
What?
It's 2:15. I've missed my shift again.
Were you working today?
Yeah, oh, God.
Oh, well, never mind. They probably managed without you. Well, they'll have had to.
Oh, I'm meant to be on tomorrow, too.
So?
I don't think I can. They're just going to have a go at me like Mum does.
Do you want to check that?
Nah.
Well, no sweat. Steve and me were going to hang out in Borchester. Come with us.
Oh, I'm skint, though. And I'm not going to get paid if I'm missing 3 shifts.
No, you don't need money.
Oh, what are you going to do, then?
Just hang.
Go on, then.
Can we have the bill, please? Sure you don't want any pudding?
No, I'm fine. That was lovely.
OK. Right, Alice, I've got something to tell you.
Yeah?
And you've got to promise not to be shocked, all right?
All right.
You know this business with Sean?
Yeah.
The truth is, I did actually hit him.
When?
That night in the alley.
But...
He followed us out, he was all over you, and I had to get physical with him.
I don't remember this.
No, you were totally out of it. But he turned really nasty. I had no choice.
And you... I told the police you had nothing to do with
it. Shh, I know.
You let me purge myself.
No, No, don't be silly. You weren't on oath.
Why didn't you tell me the truth?
I am.
Yeah, afterwards.
Look, if I told you before, then you couldn't have backed me up. That I wouldn't want you to knowingly lie for me.
I don't believe this.
But I did it for you, Alice. I was protecting you, do you see?
I suppose so.
You deserved it. Really.
He can talk, can't he?
My heart sank when I saw him. He's a nice guy, but when he nabs you, you know it's going to be 20 minutes at least.
Well, we got off lightly then.
Dad says it should be called Lakey Green Boring Kennels.
Well, if I ever go on Mastermind, I know what my specialist subject will be now.
You must have told me the difference between the Springer and the Cocker Spaniel 100 times. I worry that my eyes glaze over.
No, you did very well, Spencer. A perfect gentleman.
Oh, thanks. Nice place, this. I feel a bit underdressed, to be honest, but...
Oh, yeah, you see lots of check shirts in here, especially in the evenings.
Really?
You know, on the cool kids, skinny jeans, top button done up.
I don't really follow fashion very much. I just wear what's comfortable.
I used to go out with one.
A check shirt type?
Yeah. Didn't end well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
And, are you... Is there anyone...
You know?
Oh, that's mine, Kirsty.
There you go. Which makes yours the Americano.
Yes, please.
I need to work that out. Spencer, isn't it?
That's right.
Oh, you won the fun run.
Oh, Kirsty was one of the organisers.
In the ostrich outfit.
Oh.
Oh, do you mind if I...
No, not at all.
Oh, it's been a hectic day. A load of people in from the council for someone's leaving lunch. They didn't think of booking, of course.
No.
Oh, you might see my boss there as well, at the run. He was the ballerina.
Oh, that's my Uncle Kenton. In fact, that's typical Kenton.
Oh, right, with the tutu.
Yeah, that's him.
So, you did well. Do you run a lot?
Sort of. Orienteering.
Oh, map reading at the same time then. Talented guy.
Wow.
So, tell me, Spencer, how did you get into that?
I really think we should own up.
No, Alice, please.
If you explain that you were defending
but
me...
But that won't cut in the ice, will it? It's still assault, no matter how pure my motives were.
I can't believe I've lied to the police.
I've got my finals coming up. I can't have a court case hanging over my head. You don't want that, do you?
No.
Alice, maybe I shouldn't have done it. But I couldn't bear the way that scumbag was treating you. Taking advantage of a drunk woman and a married woman, too. You're too good a friend to let that pass.
Thank you.
But I mean it. So you won't say anything?
No, all right. But I...
But?
What if Chris finds out? I've lied to him, I've lied to the police.
How would he find out? But don't worry, sweetheart. Everything's cool.
The Ambridge Extra Omnibus was written by Kerry Davis. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Fiona Kelcher, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. Well, Fallon's got a busy day ahead, and Alice is glad to be back home when we return to Ambridge on Tuesday morning at 10.
I have two things pressed against your back. One of them is a dagger.
Meet the Mastersons, a family whose future is very unpredictable, as it's provided by the studio audience.
We have our ingredients for this evening's episode. Pregnancy, a tumble dryer, Big Ben and blancmange.
And placed in the hands of improv legends.
There's one thing my daughter loves.
I know.
Apart from that, but you're on the right track, it is pink and wobbly.
Oh, it's not blancmange then.
It is.
BBC Radio 4 Extra presents The Masterson Inheritance, part of the Comedy Club, starting this Sunday night at 10:30. And don't forget, there's lots more comedy on Sunday afternoon as well, starting with Arthur Smith's Ballambash at 1:30.
Arthur Smith talks to Simon Day.
Let's deal first with your Radio 4 Extra programmes
yes.
that are coming up. Tell me about them.
This is a series called The Simon Day Show, for want of a better name, which is set in a fictional theatre called the Mallard Theatre, which has a theatre manager and a girl works on a desk and a sound and lighting man played by Felix Dexter. And I play a different character each week who comes to do a show at the Mallard. So it'll be a mixture of live stuff of me on stage and backstage.
So there are six different characters.
The first week is Geoffrey Allerton, Yorkshire's foremost poet, who's appeared on Down the Line, Bellamy's People. Then we've got Dave Angel, the eco-warrior, returning after 15 years away, where he's been involved with various sort of anti-government plots and looking, you know, working with a team of people after loggers in South America. Billy Bleach, the guy from The Far Show, who sort of played Fruit Machines. And we've got me, playing myself. And Tony Beckton, the criminal, reformed criminal.
Oh, yeah.
And Tommy Cockles, of course. The
Well, there you started with Tommy Cockles, really, didn't you? And he's a sort of showbiz anecdotalist.
Yeah. I mean, by now, I imagine he must be 70-odd, because when I started, he must be 80-odd.
How did you come to do characters in the first place? Did you do them as a kid?
Yeah, I suppose, I don't know, I wanted to get into comedy. I saw Harry Enfield and thought, that's what I want to do. I saw him do loads of money and thought, I want to do characters. I don't, because then it was very defined. It was either Jeremy Hardy, sort of, that area, or characters, you know what I mean? There was not a lot of odd stuff.
And you fell in, didn't you, though, quite early with Paul Whitehouse and Charlie Higson.
Yeah, they came and saw me live, and I fell in with Vic Reeves and that stuff. I was very lucky. I was in the sort of right place at the right time. Plus, the Creek had opened up in Greenwich, which was literally opened up sort of 10 foot from my door. I mean, it's quite odd why it's... And Vic Reeves and Bob Morton were moved in and started writing in Jules Holland's place above my mate's shop. It was kind of weird because, having watched Comedy of Years, it suddenly all moved into my area.
Yeah,
quite bizarre.
But you obviously were attracting them in some serious sort of a way.
Magnet.
The Simon Day Show starts Thursday night in the Comedy Club at 10.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Hello there, I'm Joanna Pinnock. It's 3 o'clock. Welcome along to the Easter weekend here on Radio 4 Extra. Where else could you find Jane Austen rubbing shoulders with John Shuttleworth? Only here on 4 Extra, of course. She's providing the drama next, and he's choosing the comedy later as your comedy controller. Join him for Claire in the Community, Saturday Night Fry, and of course the Shuttleworths from 9 o'clock. And now we begin a four-part adaptation of Jane Austen's Tale of Two Sisters, dealing with life and love in very different ways.
Sense and Sensibility by Jane Austen, with Jane Leonard as Eleanor and Abigail McKern as Marianne. Part 1. Barton Cottage.
But lived a few years longer than he might have saved.
Oh, Mama, I cannot bear to think of him as ever being dead.
Poor Margaret, deprived of a father at 13. And you and Eleanor. He intended to be so prudent whilst the estate were his, but 12 months is not long enough.
Oh, Mama, what do I care about a marriage portion when I mean never to marry? Oh, poor father.
Mama. Marianne.
Oh, Eleanor, do not tell us not to cry. I am not like you. I cannot not cry.
Marianne, I can assure you that I feel our father's death just as deep without weeping.
Dear Eleanor.
I am come to tell you Fanny is here.
Fanny has come already.
Norland and the estate are now Fanny and John's.
Your father intended to do so much, if only he had more than a 12-month to enjoy Norland.
Yes, Mama.
I suppose we are expected to be packed and gone as quick as your sister-in-law has packed and come here. You must see her, Eleanor. Tell her we will be gone as soon as we may.
If I leave Norland, my heart will break. But I will not stay here now. It is Fanny's.
We cannot just go. Where are we to go?
How can your brother turn us out? And his and your father only a week dead?
We are not turned out.
I am sure we are wished out then. For certainly Fanny was never fond of John's relations.
John will make sure we are comfortable, as he promised father.
£1,000 apiece! John, how can you rob your only child? Harry is your son, and it grieves me that you would give money that should be his to your half-sisters.
Fanny, it was my father's last request.
10 to 1, but he was light-headed at the time.
Well, something must be done for my stepmother and my sisters whenever they leave Norland.
Something need not be £3,000. Your sisters will marry, and it will be gone forever. But £500 would be a prodigious increase to their futures.
I would not wish to do anything mean.
When their mother dies, they will divide £10,000 amongst them. It will be enough for them to marry well. And if they do not marry, they will live very comfortably together on the interest of £10,000. I am convinced within myself that your father had no idea of your giving them any money at all. He meant you might look out a comfortable small house. Perhaps send them presents of fish and game instead.